So those of you who are very attentive and observant might notice this is the same passage I preached on in this past spring.
如果你们有一些人这个很注意的话，就知道我去年春天也是讲同一边的这个经文。
You might be thinking, is our intern getting lazy and is he just preaching the same sermons? He's only been here for a year.
想说，我们是不是想说我们这个神学的这个 intern 怎么这么懒惰？为什么还是说很累了？怎么都讲一样的经文呢？
Fear not, it's not the same sermon because while my last sermon was on the same passage, it was about the theology of the Son of God.
所以大家不要担心，虽然我讲是同一篇经文，但是呢讲到是不一样。上次我讲的是关于这个神的神学，神的神学。
This time I'll be talking about the practical applications of this passage.
这一次呢我要讲的呢是我们实际上怎么样把这个知识用在生活上面。
And this is how often Paul does things. Even though he is a very deep theologian, he understands the things of God very well. He writes to us in letters of encouragement and exhortation.
这个就是保罗他很习惯这样子，就是他虽然自己本身是一个非常深入的一个神学家，但是呢，他也很注意怎么样把这些神学应用到我们生活上面。
And let that be a lesson to us that as we study the Word of God, always think.Of how to apply it to our own lives and to encourage others with it.
那我们学习也应该如此。当我们在学习神的话语的时候，我们也要把这些话语应用在我们自己生活上，也彼此鼓励。
So it's going to be 3 points today. The first of which is going to be that Christ motivates us to unity.
那我今天要讲的有三个重点。第一个呢，就是基督他激励我们要合一。
So we're going to go through the passage verse by verse. So first verse, 2:1. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit.Any affection and sympathy.
所以呢，我要先讲二章一节，说在基督里，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
This first passage, the first verse rather, connects this passage from 2:1 to 2:5 to the previous passage in chapter 1, where he talked about living.Worthy of the gospel.
那在这一第一节呢，其实它连贯的是上下文。那上下文是在第一章的最后呢，讲说我们的生活呢要与耶稣的恩相称。
And he earlier describes living in light of external opposition. If you're being persecuted, this is how you live. He talked about chapter one.
所以在第一章里面，第一章里面呢，保罗他讲到的是说，当我们碰到外来的逼迫跟外来的困难的时候，我们应该要怎么样生活，怎么面对。
In chapter 2, he addresses more internal issues. This is how you are to live within the community of the people of God and when you face problems.
那第二章讲的呢是比较内部的问题，就是说当我们在这个基督徒团体当中呢，我们怎么样面对困难，怎么样处理。
So in this first verse, we see four facts of our condition in Christ.
所以在第一节里面呢，我们看到在成为基督徒呢有四个事实。
Oftentimes it's...Easy to misread this verse and think this is talking about our experience with each other.
那常常在读的时候呢，很多人他可能稍微有点误读，就是觉得说这个是讲说我们彼此之间怎么交通。
So if you read it that way, you would think, well, if we receive any encouragement from others, if we receive any comfort or any sympathy and affection, then we're supposed to do the same thing with those other people.
所以粗浅的读的话呢，我们可能觉得说，哦，如果别人给我们有什么爱心、有什么劝勉啊、有什么交通的话呢，我们也一样的方式来对待别人。
But that's not much of a commandment at all, right? If you're to just show the same love and respect that other people show you, that is not anything unique to the Christian message.
那这个其实呢也不是什么诫命，因为呢平常的人他如果别人对他怎么样好的话，他也是用一样的好来对别人。
A better understanding of the verse is that Paul is talking about the objective realities that the Christian experiences because of being in Christ.
那如果我们再深一层来阅读这一段的话呢，我们就知道说他讲的是一个比较深层的，是一个客观的一个事实，身为一个基督徒的这个客观的事实。
So from the very first phrase, any encouragement in Christ,He's talking about this experience we have by being in Christ.
所以呢，第一句他讲了说，在基督里若有什么劝勉或是鼓励，他讲的是说，身为一个在基督里的人，在神里面得到什么鼓励和劝勉。
Whenever Paul speaks about this being in Christ, he's talking about the experience of becoming a Christian. If you're a Christian, you're in Christ. You're united with him forever.
所以如果保罗他讲到说在基督里是如何如何的意思就是说你成为基督徒之后，因为成为基督徒后呢，就是与基督成为合一了。所以讲到在基督里，就是说成为基督徒的经验。
So by becoming Christians and being united with Christ, this fundamentally changes our outlook towards life.
所以呢，成为基督徒之后，与基督合一了之后，在我们的外显上面呢都不一样。
Our crying turns into laughter, and our sorrows are turned into joy because we are in Christ.
那因为我们的哭泣都成为欢笑了，我们的忧伤也成为喜乐了，因为我们在主里面。
Ultimately, we will receive eternal life, and we have salvation from our sins and from God's wrath.
那最终呢，我们是要在我们的罪恶当中呢得到拯救，而且要跟神在永恒当中在一起。
This is the encouragement he's talking about by being in Christ. This is our ultimate encouragement because these are things we cannot lose.
那这个呢，就是我们最终要得到的鼓励跟劝勉，在主内成为基督徒之后，我们得到的鼓励跟劝勉。
Secondly, he talks about comfort from love.
那第二讲到呢，是在爱心有什么安慰。
Again, he's not talking simply about the love that we receive from each other.
所以这也不是光光只是说我们彼此之间得到的爱。
Certainly, the love of a spouse or a parent or a friend can be very helpful and comforting.
那我们知道说，如果从朋友之间、亲友之间、父母之间得到的爱呢，是非常得到安慰的。
But here he's talking about the love of God. If we are loved by God, even though we were sinners, then this changes everything.
那但是这里呢，在圣经讲到的是怎么样得到神的爱，因为如果我们在神当中得到神爱的安慰的话呢，是非常令人有满足的。
And furthermore, as Christians, we believe that if we are in Christ, we can never lose this love of God, no matter what we do.
那我们知道说，如果我们成为基督，当我们成为基督徒的时候呢，神给我们这个爱，我们是不会失去的。
So if we need comfort or consolation when we're hurting and we're experiencing struggles, this is our comfort.
所以当我们需要安慰的时候呢，我们在主里面就得到就是这样从主而来的安慰。
This is the creator of the universe, the Almighty God, and He loves us, and this can never be changed or taken away from us.
因为这个给我们爱的这一位呢，是创造这个世界的创造主，而且他给我们的爱是我们永远不会再失去的。
Thirdly, he talks about participation in the Spirit.
那第三呢，讲的是说在圣灵有什么交通。
And this simply means that we as Christians all experience the work of the Holy Spirit within our lives.
那也就是说，身为基督徒，我们每一个人在生命当中都经验过圣灵在我们生命当中。
And not only on an individual basis, he talks about participation, which means that we are all participating in the same one Spirit.
那不光只是讲说个人跟圣灵有什么关系，而是说我们全体跟圣灵都有交通。
If this is the case, if we all experience this supernatural reality,then this should spur us on to unity and love for others who experience the same thing.
那也就是说这个超自然的这个跟圣灵交通的这个经验呢，不光是个人的，也是全体的。
Finally, he talks about affection and sympathy.
那最后呢，讲到的是慈悲跟怜悯。
And again, this refers to God's affection and sympathy, displayed towards us while we were still poor, desolate sinners.
一样的，在这边讲到的是在主内我们得到了这个慈悲跟怜悯，因为知道说我们还在罪人的时候，我们已经得到神的恩典了。
Paul talks elsewhere that we are dead in our trespasses, and basically we're completely without hope, and this is the condition we were in when he sent his son to us while we were still his enemies.
所以呢，在保罗在其他地方也是提到，因为我们是罪人，不论怎么样，我们都是冒犯了亏欠了神的荣耀。所以，但是神呢，在我们还是罪人的时候，他已经来拯救我们。
Instead of his punishment and his wrath, he sent us his mercy, grace, affection, sympathy, love.
所以呢，但是我们没有不需要尝到他给我们的惩罚跟他的愤怒，神他送来给我们的却是他的爱跟他拯救。
So by recognizing these objective realities of our experience in Christ through the gospel,
所以当我们能够知道在神的里面成为基督徒的时候，有这四样的客观的事实的时候，
Paul now exhorts us to live lives recognizing what God has done.
所以保罗他就鼓励我们说，当我们知道了神在我们生命当中做了这四样事情的时候，我们要怎么样活出来呢？
And this is to live by loving one another and living united for the advancement of the gospel.
那我们要做的就是我们必须要彼此相爱，而且彼此合一，就是成为一个好的见证。
Now let's look to verse 2.
那我们现在来看看第二节。
Complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
So he follows up his four statements about what we've experienced with four exhortations or four commands on what to do.
那他接下来保罗他就是补充刚刚讲的这个神要我们做的这个四样事情。
First, he starts off with complete my joy, which shows that his exhortation is personal. It's for his own personal benefit.
那他一开始就是说使我的喜乐可以满足，意思就是说他鼓励这些会众呢是有个人性的原因的，因为让他可以自己得到鼓励。
He already has shown in chapter 1 how much he cares for the Philippians.
因为在第一章的时候呢，他就已经让这个腓立比的会众知道说他多么的爱他们。
So because of his love for them, he wants them to also behave in a manner that is worthy of the gospel.
那因为他如此的爱这些腓立比的信徒，所以他希望他们的行为也是与他们得到的福音相称。
So although the primary motivation is because of what God has done for us, he also motivates them furthermore by saying, I love you as well, do this for me.
那所以他一开始呢鼓励这些会众，那用神爱他们的角度来鼓励。第二个，他又告诉他们说，因为我如此爱你们，希望你们也能够按照这样子来行。
Now let's look at the four statements of exhortation. The first is being of the same mind.
那接下来他是鼓励他们做四样事情。第一个呢是说要意念相同。
Now this means having the same loving attitude and intentions, not merely having the same thoughts.
所以呢，这不光只是说你们想法一样，那只是而是说呢，你们要一样的这个一样的意念呢，想要去爱别人。
When Paul talks about mind, he always has a deeper thought than a deeper intention than just saying your thoughts.
所以呢，当他在讲到这个 mind 这个意念的时候呢，他不是只想说你的看法。
He's referring to what he calls the inner person. And it's deeply related with what he calls heart.
所以呢，他讲的呢不是不光是这样子，而是讲说是比较内在的这个个人，也就是说你的心是怎么样。
Secondly, he says have the same love.
第二，他说爱心相同。
And this reciprocal love that we have for one another mirrors the love that we have received from God.
所以呢，这个呢是彼此的互相对待的这样子的爱。那这个爱呢是反映出来神给我们的爱。
Which Paul mentioned in verse 1. So we see that because of what God has done for us, we are to act in a similar manner as how God treated us.
因为在第一节我们看到保罗也是告诉我们要能够了解神给我们的爱，因为如此呢，我们就彼此相爱。
Because we receive love from God, we love others.
就是因为我们在神当中得到爱，所以我们也爱别人。
Third is the word is being in full accord.
那第三讲的是要有一样的心思。
And this doesn't bring out the full meaning because in Greek, this word actually means being united in the spirit.
那在这个希腊文里面呢，这个意义比较精准，就是在讲的是说要在同一个圣灵当中合一。
Whether or not he's talking about the Holy Spirit, I think the idea is because we are united in the Holy Spirit.
啊，他讲的是在灵里面合一，那里面讲的应该就是在讲圣灵里面合一。
We are also to have unity in our spirits.Which should lead to a harmonious, united congregation and church.
所以，如果在灵里面我们合一的话呢，我们整个会众呢就是合一。
Again, the motivation is what God has done, and the exhortation is a response to what He's done.
所以呢，我们的了解就是说，我们明白神在我们身上做了什么。所以我们收到劝勉要做的事情，就是我们如何的回应，就是合一。
And finally, he says this phrase, "and of one mind," which looks very similar to being of the same mind.
那最后呢，他讲到说要一样的意念。就好像刚刚讲，看起来好像是跟讲说意念相同是一样的东西。
But I think there's a slightly different emphasis here.
但是这个重点强调的地方有点不太一样。
I think he's talking about having the same goal that we are working towards in this.
那这边讲的是要同一个目标。
Although he doesn't specify exactly what goal it is that we have to work towards, I think based on the context of Philippians, it's obvious.
那虽然这边没有讲说我们要努力共同的目标是什么，但是呢，我想在这个上下文当中我们可以看出来。
He's talking about working together for the advancement of the gospel.
这边讲的是同一个目标，就是为了要让神的福音可以广传。
Just as in chapter 1, he says, you know, whatever happens to me, I'm paraphrasing, whatever happens to me, it doesn't matter because the gospel is advanced, so I rejoice.
那就好像保罗在第一章里面讲的呢，也就是说，不论在我身上发生什么事，但是只要能够传到福音，我就高兴了。
That is his singular intention, and he wants us to have the same intention, same mind towards that goal.
所以他的目的呢，就是这一个，就是希望大家有同一个目标，同一个目的。
So from verse 2, we see that the proper response to having received the gifts through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道从第二节就知道我们啊接受神的这些给我们各样的东西之后我们的回应是应该如何呢
is to love and live with each other、with other believers in a harmonious and united manner
也就是说我们要彼此相爱而且彼此合一
and Paul next goes on to explain that this unity requires a humility which emulates the attitude of Christ
那这个接下来保罗要讲的就是说我们的合一如何而来呢就是要我们效仿耶稣从谦卑而来
Which is my second point, that unity comes from humility.
所以我第二个要讲的重点呢，就是说合一是从谦卑而来。
In verse 3, we see him saying this, Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
那第三节就说到，不要自私自利，也不要贪图虚荣，只要谦卑，看别人比自己强。
Now, the first of these two things that are negative, so he goes from negative to positive.
所以在这一句当中呢，这个前两段是啊负面的，所以他从负面开始讲，再从正面开始讲。
The first of these two negative things is selfish ambition, and this is on Paul's list of moral evils.
那这个前面讲了两个呢，第一个负面的东西，第一个呢就是自私自利。那这个在保罗的这个眼中呢，这个是道德上面的罪恶。
It's the same word that's used in 2 Corinthians 12:20 and Galatians 5:20.
那所以在哥林多后书十二章二十节，还有在加拉太书里面也谈到这样的事情。
If you're not familiar with those verses, it's where he lists out all these things that are moral evils that he considers as basically damnable.
那他在如果你们不熟悉这两段，另外两段提到是什么呢？他就是举列了各样这个道德上面的败坏。那这些呢是罪恶上面的败坏。
And he also uses the same word in verse 1:17.
那他在这个同一个字呢，他也在第一章十七节里面提到。
Where he's talking about opposing preachers who preach the gospel from selfish ambition.
他讲的是说有一些传道人，他们所传讲的是为了自私自利的原因来传讲这个道。
These people who seemingly do good things by preaching the gospel are doing it for the wrong reasons.
那所以这些人呢，他们讲道是因为错误的原因来讲道。
So what matters most is not necessarily exactly what you do, but our reasons, our motivations, our attitude when we do it.
所以对神来说更重要的不是说你做了什么，而是说你为什么做这些事情。
And we can see that even doing very good things for the wrong reasons, for selfish ambition, can be a moral evil.
所以我们可以知道说，如果是因为自私自利的原因，虽然你做的事情好像是很好的事情，但是呢，还是一个道德上的犯罪。
The second of these words is conceit.
那第二个要讲的是这个虚荣。
Older translation often use the word vainglory. The idea is this is an empty glory.
那这个讲的就是呢这个就是虚荣，就是虚假的、虚浮的荣耀。
And this is completely different from the true glory which God possesses.
那这个空洞的、虚假的荣耀呢，跟神真实的荣耀呢是对比的。
We work neither primarily for our own gain nor for the approval of others.
那因为我们要做的呢，不是为了让我们自己得到什么，或是让别人来称赞我们。
But for the sake of the gospel and for the benefit of others.
但是我们要做呢，是为了福音而做，是为了别人好而做。
So doing something out of conceit means you're taking glory away from God.
所以如果你贪图虚荣，意思呢，就是说你把神的荣耀夺取了，成为自己的。
And trying to give it to yourself.
然后就自己得到这个荣耀。
Now, a possible background to this idea of vainglory, because Paul really doesn't really use this word very often. I think this is the only time.
那有一个可能性，为什么保罗在这个地方讲到这个虚荣？是因为保罗很少在其他地方提到这个字。
I think the background is that there are different people of different social standing in Philippi.
那这个可能的原因呢，是因为当时的背景呢，因为在这个腓立比的地方，每一个人来的这个社会地位背景都不一样。
There might be people who have the Roman citizenship, and then there's others who are poor, and then there's still others who are neglected by society.
那可能有一些人呢，他们是罗马公民，地位很高；那有些人他们是贫穷的，还有一些人根本就是社会所遗忘。
So this is the reason why he says in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
那也就是为什么他在这边想要说谦卑呢？是很重要，要看别人比自己还强。
It's easy to consider others as more than yourself if they outrank you in either your job, your education, your intelligence, if they're better than you somehow.
那看别人比自己还强呢，在什么时候很容易？就是当他在地位上面或者是做事情能力上面比你强，那很容易你就看别人比自己强。
But it's very difficult to count somebody as more than yourself if somehow socially they're beneath you.
那但是呢，当你在这个社会的这个环境当中，如果这个人各样事情看起来好像都比你弱的时候，你就很难把他看为比自己强。
It's not going to be easy for you if you have a PhD to treat the restaurant worker that you're talking to as better than yourself, as greater than yourself.
所以如果你有个博士学位的话呢，可能对你来讲，去餐厅吃饭，这个服务员，你就很难看他比你自己强。
Similarly, if others are beneath you in intelligence, in looks, and anything that you consider important, you have to consider them as greater than you.
相同的，可能有一些东西对你来讲是很重要的，譬如说是他们的智商啊，他们的成绩啊，或者他的外表啊。如果你心里觉得他们比你弱的话，那你就很难看别人为自己比自己强。
So how do we apply this verse to our daily lives?
所以呢，我们如何把看别人为比自己强应用在我们每天生活上呢？
Let's think of three situations. First, if we're working with other people in a church, do we seek the credit or praise for a job well done?
所以呢，有三个方面我们可以来举例。第一个呢，当你在教会里面跟人同工的时候，你是不是一直想要得到别人对你工作上面的肯定呢？
Or are you primarily working for the advancement of the gospel and the glory of God?
还是说你工作的目的呢，是为了让福音能够广传呢？
Are you more concerned that God appears to be a good God or that you appear to be a good Christian?
那你比较这个重点呢，是觉得要让人家知道说神是一个好的神，还是说你是一个好的人？
If your primary goal is to make yourself look good, then you may be working from selfish ambition or conceit.
那如果你这个主要的目的呢，是要让你自己看起来很棒的话，那你可能就是为了贪图虚荣而做。
When you have disagreements with other people, especially your family members, is the most important thing for you to get your own way?
那当你与别人甚特别是在跟家人有争执的时候，是不是对你来讲最重要的就是说你要赢？
If that's the case, then are you really counting others as more significant than yourselves?
那如果是你有这样心态的话，你是真的看别人比自己还更重要吗？
If not, then maybe you're doing things out of selfish ambition.
那如果不是的话，如果你是这样子想的话呢，那你可能就是自私自利了。
And finally, the one we already talked about, if we see people who are poor, less educated, less beautiful, less intelligent, whatever is important to you,If you see these people, do you treat them differently from those who are well off and intelligent and good looking?
那最后，当你看到别人他是比你没有钱比你教育程度低，比你不好看，就是这些你自己觉得很重要的这些东西上面都差过你的时候，你是不是就是看不起他们呢？
Remember that Jesus said that the last will be first and the first will be last.
记不记得耶稣说，在后的要在前，在前的要在后？
So God doesn't rank people the way we do. He doesn't judge people the way we do.
所以呢，神看人跟我们看是不一样的。神审判人跟我们判断人也不是不一样。
He looks at our hearts and our motivations, whether we are working for Him and His glory or for us and our glory.
所以神看的是我们的内心，是我们的动机，但是我们自己却不是这样看。
Now let's move to verse 4 where it says, "Let each of you look to not only to his own interests, but to the interests of others."
那我们看第四节说，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Again, he starts off with a negative and a positive.
所以呢，一样，他一开始呢先讲负面，然后再讲正面。
Now Paul speaks of those who look to their own interests in verse 21 of chapter 2.
所以在这个第二章呢，他讲到一行的人，只先顾自己事情的人。
And in verse 21, he says.For they all seek their own interests, and not those of Jesus Christ.
那在这个第二章二十一节呢，他讲到说，他们都是先求自己的利益，而不是只求耶稣基督的好处。
And only Timothy is seen as looking to the interests of Jesus Christ.
那只有提摩太呢，才是看起来是因为他为了是耶稣基督的好处而去做。
Notice who he's talking about in that particular passage.
那我们想想，他在这特别的这一段里面讲的是什么
？He's talking about gospel workers, right? He's talking about his co-workers that he went on missions with, the people that were part of his church that he served with.
那保罗讲的这些人呢，是跟他的同工，是在教会里面为神的神国而做事的这些基督徒同工。
Yeah, he's not talking about non-Christians or people who are new Christians. These are experienced workers of the gospel.
所以这些呢，他讲的不是一些还没有信主的，或者是刚刚信主。他讲的这些是成熟的、有经验的，跟他一起同工的基督徒。
So again, this should be a warning to those of us who think we are mature that we are above these things.
那所以呢，对一些在座一些自己觉得自己是资深同工的人，也是一个警告跟劝勉。
The more experience we have serving the church, the more time we've done things, the more I guess things we've done for the church, the more we are likely to think that we are really important to the church and that it's really about us.
所以当我们在教会越久服侍越久的时候呢，你就觉得做了越多次这些东西了，你也觉得你成就做过的事情越多，那常常呢，我们就越容易觉得我们比别人更好。
And this idea of looking to the interests of others is completely against our natural inclination to take care of ourselves first.
那最后讲到说要顾别人的事，这个其实跟我们自然的反应。是相反的。
You don't have to teach a young child to care about himself most.
所以呢，对于孩子来讲，你不用教他说，哎，你怎么样顾你自己的兴趣啊
？He will always find a way to get what he wants.
他总是第一个想到我要什么，我要什么。
From an early age, he knows that if he cries or if he does this, then the parent will do what they want.
那从小他就知道说，如果他大哭啊、大闹啊，他就可以得到他要的东西。
And we also, as we grow up, we think about how to better our lives. We think hard about how to better our future.
那当我们在渐渐长大的时候呢，我们常常就在想说，怎么样让我们的生活过得更好。
Sometimes we do need to teach kids, you know, to think long term. But overall, they really do care about themselves most.
那常常我们教导孩子的时候呢，会教导他们要看长远。但是呢，就是我们还有孩子，常常也只是第一个想到就是说，我们自己得到什么好处。
So when we work hard at school, or when we pursue relationships and romance, these are all things we do to make our lives better and more enjoyable.
所以当我们在学校当中努力读书，然后是我们追求这个一段感情，还有建立跟我们自己的各样的关系，那都是我们想要为我们自己的好处来做。
And most of our planning, most of our thoughts, most of our energy is spent thinking about how to make our lives better for the future.
所以我们常常所想的、所计划的、所做的事情呢，都是在为了让我们有一个更好的未来来做。
Thinking of others is very difficult for us then. It's very unnatural for us.
所以呢，想到别人、顾别人的事呢，对我们来讲好像是一个不太自然的反应。
I'm not married, but I hear from people who got married that it's very hard the moment you get married to think about the other person.
我自己还没有结婚，但是我从结婚的朋友里面听到说，当你结婚了之后呢，实在是很难凡事都为对方着想。
And that's the moment when they realize how selfish they are is when people first get married.
但是呢，这也是他们了解到说我们自己是有多么自私的时候。
So how then can we look to the interests of others if this is so unnatural to us?
那如果说这个对我们来讲很不自然的话呢，那我们怎么样顾别人的事呢？
I think the only way this works is if we love God, but not only that, if we have been loved by God.
那这个可能唯一能够帮助我们的就是我们要爱神，那更甚于这个呢，就是我们知道已经被神所爱。
The four statements in verse 1, if they are really true,then we no longer have to look out primarily for our own interests.
那也就是说呢，如果我们真的知道神的爱的时候呢，我们就不要紧张的要整天顾自己的事。
Because God and Jesus Christ, His Son, has looked out for our interests.
因为神透过他耶稣，透过他的爱子耶稣基督，他已经把我们所需的都照顾好了。
And God can do a better job with our lives than we ever could do by ourselves with our own plans.
所以神照顾我们呢，比我们自己照顾自己的要好多了。
This allows us to have a sense of self-forgetfulness.
所以这样子的爱呢，就是意味着说我们要忘记自己。
We no longer live primarily to make our lives better, to justify ourselves, to win the love of others.
那也就是说，我们不需要努力的来让我们自己的生活过得更好，或是来让我们赢得别人的爱。
Because God already, you know, He's already making our lives better by taking interest in our lives.
因为呢，神他已经把我们的生活过得弄得更好了，因为他是爱我们的。
He's already justified us permanently, right? No matter what we do, no matter what we sin, no matter the wrongs we do in the future, we are always considered righteous before Him.
那他已经在永恒当中已经算我们为义了，所以不论我们做了什么，我们已经被称义了。
Anything we commit, we can ask for forgiveness for.
所以如果我们犯了罪了的话，我们可以得到神的赦免。
And while we want to win the love of others, we already have the love of God. We can never win it or, on the other hand, lose it.
所以当我们在爱别人的时候呢，我们就知道我们已经被神所爱，而且这个爱是我们不会失去的。
So because of this base that we have from God, this relationship that can be, cannot never be broken, we are able to take risks in our other relationships.
那正是因为我们确知神爱我们，而且这个爱是我们不会失去的，所以我们去爱别人的时候呢，就可以很放心，可以很对，很放心的去爱。
Since we have all these gifts irrevocably, can't be taken away, we can sincerely look to, away from ourselves and to the interests of others.
也就是我们知道神他给我们的爱是不会拿回去的，所以我们就可以完全的来爱别人。
And this really jives with how we experience the world. In psychology, there's this idea of attachment.
那这个这样子的看法呢，啊，这样子的心态呢，就会影响到我们怎么样对待世界其他的人。那在这个心理学里面呢，有讲到说这个 attachment 就是，这个叫依恋。
Yeah, and the idea is if a child has a secure relationship with their parents, with especially with their mothers, then they're going to be more safe to explore the world and to make other relationships. Your relationship with your parents often affects your other relationships.
那也就是说，一个孩子跟父母的关系呢，就影响到他跟外界的关系。如果这孩子他跟父母关系非常有安全感的话，其实这个孩子呢是更有信心、更有安全感的，可以去探索他周边的世界。
In the same way, we have this completely secure relationship with our God, the Heavenly Father.
那也就是说，对我们来讲呢，如果我们跟神的关系，对神给我们的爱很有安全感的话
，because of this attachment that we have with the Father that can never be broken, we have more motivation, more courage to explore and to make mistakes in our other relationships.
那如果我们知道说我们跟神的关系是非常有安全感的时候呢，我们就可以很放心的去探索我们周边的世界来爱别人。
Now, finally, the third point is Christ, then, is our example of humility.
那最后我要讲的一点呢，就是讲说，基督是我们谦卑的典范。
In verse 2:5, he says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus."
那二章五节说，你们应当有这样的思想，这也是耶稣的思想，也就是以基督的心为心。
Paul presents us with the humility of Jesus Christ and tells us to have the same mind as Christ.
那保罗他告诉我们说，耶稣他谦卑的这个典范是如何，也激励我们要如此行。
This means we are to mimic Christ's attitudes, intentions, and motivations.
也就是我们必须要效仿耶稣他的态度，他的心态。
The following verses 6-11 is probably a early Christian hymn or poem. That proclaims the work of Christ and who he is.
那接下来第六到第八节呢，可能是当初就早期的诗歌，在讲的是耶稣基督怎么样来等待我们当中。
It's extremely rich in theological content, but our main goal today is to see how Jesus is our example of humility and working towards unity.
那这一段呢，它在神学里面有非常深的意义，但是今天我们不探讨这个，我们要看的是说耶稣怎么样是我们效法他谦卑的形象。
Now let's look at verses 6-8, which shows the humiliation of Jesus Christ.
那我们在六到八节就可以看到耶稣他怎么样在世上忍受羞辱。
This is, again, it's not a humiliation of being embarrassed, but of lowering himself a greater distance than any person has ever done in history.
那我们看到不是说他怎么样的害羞了，怎么样做被人家做可耻的事情了，但是呢，让他我们就可以学习到他怎么样自己降卑到一个程度是没有其他人可以做的。
Being in the form of God in verse 6 means that he is God himself. Jesus is God.
那在第六节说本有神的形象的意思就是说他本就是神。
And he doesn't count equality with God a thing to be grasped. What does Paul mean here?
那但他却不坚持自己与神平等的地位。
Well, Paul doesn't mean that Jesus becomes Lord and God the Father in any way, because that'd be impossible.
那这个是什么意思呢？他不是说耶稣他坚持说自己要成为父神，因为这是不可能的。
But rather, he's willing to obey the Father as well.
那但是他这边讲的是耶稣他愿意顺服他的父神。
Even though on an ontological basis, he is the same as the Father.
那其实我们知道本质上来讲他跟父神是一样。
On an economic basis, he considers himself lower than God because he serves God fully.
那但是呢，在另外一个经济学程度来看呢，他是低于神，因为他是侍奉神。
And what does it mean in verse 7 when he empties himself?
那在第七节说他倒空自己是什么意思呢？
It doesn't mean that, again, he loses some part of his godly qualities.
那意思不是说他失去了他神性的某一部分。
But he does this by taking on the form of servant, by being born in the likeness of men.
但是他倒空自己的意思就是他取了奴仆的形象。
So he empties himself, in other words, he lowers himself, not by losing a part of who he is, but gaining who we are, by gaining flesh and gaining humanity.
所以他倒空自己的意思就是他降低了自己了。他虽然没有失去他神性的任何一部分，但是呢，他却取了这个肉体的形象。
So the creator of the universe takes on a bodily form of a human servant being.
所以呢，我们的创造者呢，他却取了一个被造者的这个形象，人类的被造的形象。
And this is an unimaginable great lowering of himself from being the omnipotent, omnipresent, eternal God.
那这个是对我们来讲很难想象的一个事情。他本是全能、全在、永恒的神，他却降卑了，所以取了这个有限的形象。
And going into time and space into this small human body.Which is not only mortal, but it is prone to death and decay.
所以呢，他取了这个进入了时间跟空间当中，取了这个卑微的人的形象，然后自己呢就愿意让这个身体，这个是一个必死的身体，是会朽坏的身体。
And not only is he prone to death and decay, but he actually experiences death. Right? He dies on the cross in a way that is cruel.And very shaming.
那取了这个身体，不光是说会死，还会朽坏。他的确是经历了死亡，而且这个死亡呢，是一个在十字架上羞辱的死亡。
This type of death was reserved for the worst murderers and criminals.
那这样子形式的死亡呢，其实在当时是给最坏的这个重刑犯所做的惩罚。
Now Jesus therefore sets the ultimate standard of humility.
所以耶稣呢，因为如此，他就给我们树立了一个。谦卑的最大的这个例子，最好的例子。
Even though he is in the form of God, and he's worthy of all accolades, honors, privileges, all the things that we often work so hard for.
那虽然他自己本是神，但他配得的是所有的荣耀跟赞颂。那这个是我们自己一直想要的。
He nevertheless lowers himself to the lowest experiences of humanity, experiencing pain and death, and taking on the sin of the world.
但是呢，他却谦卑到如此的卑微，是在人类形象当中最卑微的地位，受到各样的羞辱。
What is his motivation for dying a death like this?
那这个耶稣他选择如此来到当中的我们当中，然后死亡的这个目的是什么呢？动机是什么呢？
Now, I think the obvious answer is going to be he died for our sakes, right? He died so that we could have life, so that many could be saved.
那很明显呢，我们知道说，因为他死了，他可以他可以代赎我们的罪，所以让我们那个罪能够得到救赎。
So this would be an example of how to consider others as more important than themselves, the ultimate example, really.
那所以我们就知道说什么叫做顾别人的事，不要单顾自己的事，这是最终的一个典范。
But nevertheless, Jesus didn't do it only for our sake, only so that we could be saved.
那但是我们知道耶稣他如此做呢，不只是因为为了要把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
He knew that the grave could not hold him and that he would be exalted to the highest place after he's resurrected from death.
因为他知道说坟墓是不能限制他的，他也知道之后呢，他要得到荣耀升天。
So in verse 9 through 11, we see that after his absolute humiliation, he is exalted even higher than the highest.
那最后呢，我们知道说他死亡之后呢，他并没有就如此的，而是他是得到尊荣，而且他得的地位呢是高过诸天。
Jesus knew that he would be glorified above all things in creation.
那他就知道说他要得到的荣耀呢超过万民之上。
And he knew that this would lead to the unity of his people, for he would create a church for himself.
那他知道说他如此做的时候呢，他就会在他的这个地上的人当中呢，创造一个合一的教会。
For we know that people from every nation, tribe, and tongue would call on his name and proclaim that he is Lord.
因为我们知道说天上地下一切的，因耶稣的名都要屈膝。
So this humility that seems to have taken away so much from him actually leads to his glory and to the unity of the church.
那这一切呢？屈膝并且口里承认耶稣基督为主，所以他知道说他如此做能够使得地上的一切都合一。
This then should be a proper motivation for our humility and looking for the interests of others.
所以这个呢，对我们来讲，应该是一个很正面的激励，让我们知道说怎么样与这个教会其他的圣徒合一。
If we try to raise ourselves up and seek our own glory, then God will cast us down, and we will receive nothing.
因为如果我们是要寻求自己的荣耀的话呢，想要让自己更高的话呢，神其实还是会击打我们，让我们比一切更低。
However, if we seek the welfare of others and seek God's glory, He will raise us up and exalt us.
但是呢，如果我们顾别人的事情啊，然后那个尊称神的荣耀的话，追求神的荣耀的话，神他就会给我们合一，而且会会尊荣我们。
By following Christ and going down in humility, we receive greater glory from God than we ever could achieve by ourselves.
所以我们若学习耶稣基督的样式，谦卑我们自己的话，我们得到的是更高的荣耀。
What then will we choose? If we are foolish, we will keep striving only for ourselves.
所以那我们应该如何选择呢？你是想要选择做愚蠢的事情，然后只顾自己的事情，只顾自己的荣耀吗？
And in the end, everyone fails to attain this because time and decay overtakes everything we work for in this life.
那最后我要讲的是说，我们知道不论我们手上在做了什么样的事情，随着时间的过去，我们的身体都要败坏。
But however, if we work to love others and to build up the church and to proclaim the gospel, then what we do builds, what we build lasts to eternity.
但是我们如果彼此相爱，彼此鼓励，然后建造别人的话，然后传扬神的福音的话，我们所做的功是有永恒价值的。
So if you really care about yourselves, if you're really looking for the interest of yourself,
所以呢，如果你真的是想要顾你自己的事情的话。
Then look to the interests of others and let God look to your interests.
那其实你应该要做的事情呢，就是要顾别人的事情，因为这样子神他就会照顾你。
And in the final equation, that is the best thing for ourselves as well.
那最后呢，这个也就是我们如此做呢，也就是顾我们自己了。
Let's pray.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are God who looked on our helpless estate and came down for us, Lord.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，因为你见到了我们的。无助，所以你来到我们当中帮助我们。
It's such an unimaginable depth that you went through, all the things that you did for our sake, Jesus.
我们无法想象你如何经历这样子的死亡，还有各样事情为我们所做的。
Thank you so much for looking on our interests as well, not as only your own.
谢谢你，照顾我们。
And we let us proclaim now that you are Lord and King, and proclaim it to all those around us, Lord.
我们这是愿意宣称你是我们的王，我们的主。
Help us to live out our lives with an attitude of looking out for others' interests.
帮助我们过的生活是要顾别人的事。
And to give everything for your glory.
那我们做任何事情都是为了你的荣耀而行。
Jesus, pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.